This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein continues from his popular DVD teaching series titled Journey to Zion. Today, we're covering the Jewish New Year, the holy day known as Rosh Hashanah. Let's listen to an excerpt.
Now, clearly, since this is a biblical commandment, Jesus participated in this. He likely went to the temple, offered the sacrifice, went to synagogue, prayed. Now, there are a couple of principles that we should establish theologically about this holiday. Firstly, both Christians and Jews believe in the principle of free will, right? We have the ability, the freedom to do good or to do bad. If we wouldn't have that freedom, then you can't be punished and you can't be rewarded. Do you understand that? In other words, there is no system of reward and punishment unless there is a system of free will. Because if you don't have free will, then why can, you know, you can't be held responsible if you don't have free will. But there is a very fundamental difference between Christianity and Judaism on this question of sin. Where Christianity believes that sin is a condition of being, and Judaism believes that it is a proclivity. It is something that you can turn to, but you're not inherently, man is not created inherently sinful.
Thousands of Jewish families, children, and elderly Holocaust survivors in Israel and the former Soviet Union live in shocking poverty and are unable to afford a single meal. Find out how you can help them during this holiday season at HolyLandMoments.ca. That's HolyLandMoments.ca.